As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Midday Show, Hugh Douglas. JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Vic Fangio. Just got a chance to hear him for the first time all offseason. A lot of things to take away from his press conference, including I wrote so many things down. I even had this one I forgot to mention last time, but he had said he had no comment on why it took Jordan Davis some time to get himself in a full shape last season. He did compliment him, said by the end of the season he was playing very well, which he was, but he said he didn't have a comment on that. So that's interesting as we get set for the Eagles to go into more OTAs and, of course, mini camp and then training camp this summer. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones here, and then we'll let you hear a couple things from yesterday at the Brian Dawkins Golf Ad, including what BG said to us and something said on the afternoon show that Vic Fangio agreed with a few minutes ago. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, up, Will.
Oh, man. Listen, I just want to ask a quick question.
Okay.
Because I'm getting tired of hearing this comparison, right? Which one would you rather identify your legacy, right? The best one with the most stats or the most wins?
Well, I'd rather win. I mean, I'd rather win.
Okay, then. So why every time we compare these stat dudes to a winner, why is it every time y'all always rolling with the stat dudes? Them stats don't mean nothing, man. The reason why you play the game is to be a champion.
Sure.
Not a stat stacker.
But the wins are more of a team stat. The stats are more of an individual thing.
The stats help you win.
All right. So you're saying it's more to – and well, you got to say that about all everybody you keep putting over Jalen. Because it's not just them winning. They're winning as a team.
Of course.
Am I right?
Of course. Yeah. But we all agree the Eagles have the best overall team. That's part of the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say this. I'm going to get into my – I just want to cook for a minute.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I got to cook sometimes.
Yeah. Go for it. Cook. Okay.
Let me cook, baby. Now, this is my thing, right? Mm-hmm. We all remember that collapse of the season, right?
2 years ago. Yes. Unfortunately.
So that was because they lost the fight. They didn't have no more bite. They all was ego tripping. And guess what? They stopped the run. And we realized that with Swift. They stopped it. They finally figured out how to stop it. And that ended our season. So we're not going to do that again. So just like what you're saying, Hugh, I'm right with you. And I'm right with you too, Joe. Listen, I want us to improve our run game. That's why we got Dylan. That's why, guess what? Remember when y'all kept saying, that dog ain't going to hunt, Will. They bring it back to fullback. So maybe they bring back the
They definitely bring back the fullback. They bring it back to fullback.
Well, Hugh hung out with the fullback. Were you hanging out with Van Sumeren this weekend?
Yeah, I did. Me and Van was hanging out this weekend.
Big fullback guy, Hugh Douglas.
See the future now?
And they're going to, like,
are you saying I'm easily impressed?
I wrote this down too. They're going to put a different formation in there where it's going to keep the defense guessing. So guess what? That's going to open the whole game up for everybody to eat this season. But guess what? This is going to be a Jalen season, man. Because after this season, when he when he put all this to rest about the passing, he can't do this, he can't do that. He turned the ball over too much. He's going to show you that he's going to evolve into the complete quarterback. And like I said before, the star has fallen, the eagle has risen, baby. We're the new American team. And guess what? You put me on point because you say I'm ready. And that's just like Jalen Hurts. He's always ready. No matter how many offensive coordinators he's got to go through, he always makes sure he comes through when it counts. Guess what? We are a team of people. We are a new American team, baby. And guess what? Ain't nobody getting in our way. Saquon's going to have a great season. Dylan, AJ, Smith, everybody contributes to this win, baby. We on the roll. And ain't nobody going to stop us or beat us but us. We are the best team in the league, and we're going to continue to show it. Here comes the trilogy. Here comes the dynasty. Because we got the best coaches in the league also. And all I need is for this offensive coordinator to do his job. If he's doing his job like last season, that's broke. Here comes a repeat, baby. And that's what we have to do. And the same thing with the Phillies. I want y'all to start chiming in and start hitting and start moving it around, baby. But guess what? I'm going to end it with this, baby. We are the best in the league. And guess what? Jalen beat all the elite quarterbacks that you're talking about. And now I want to give my guess, baby.
What do you got? What's the video game?
Oh, man, listen. I was thinking back, and I noticed. Oh, man, first of all, I'm going to be so upset. This was one of them games you talk about, Hugh. Sci-fi. Gallagher?
Gallagher?
Yeah.
Nah.
Not it, Will.
Good guess,
Will,
though.
Appreciate it.
Did I give him hope by repeating
you
it?
Did.
I'm sorry,
you
but
did.
I just wanted to make sure I heard what he said.
That was a cliffhanger for him. He was sitting there like, I got it! And then you're like, nah, sorry, actually, didn't
nah,
get
it. Wasn't that.
You know what I love about Will and that phone call?
What's that?
We haven't had a football game here for 4 months. And Hugh just, Will just went on for 2.5 minutes about how this is, it's Jalen's time. And it's Saquon's
Will
time.
Will rises to the occasion.
He does. You put that music on, he's ready to roll here. All right, let's grab, actually, before we grab our next call, Hugh, why don't you give out another clue here? Clue number 3 for Hugh's clues.
This game is exclusive to Nintendo.
Okay.
Or was exclusive to Nintendo.
All right, so what do we have? We have a video game.
Yes.
80s sci-fi.
80s sci-fi classic.
And exclusive to Nintendo.
Yes.
How are you feeling about the clues so far?
I feel good.
Do you think you people agree? Or
You people never agree with me.
No, they gave you credit yesterday.
Well, they do, but you know, for the most part, no. Mm-hmm. No, I'm expecting. I would be disappointed if they agree with me all the
okay,
time.
I'm excited
I
to hear
like that,
hey, what they have to say later in the show. Jimmy and Richboro is up. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Jimmy, what's
on,
up?
Jimmy?
All right, so first of all, Joe, I'm kind of with you. I want to run the ball. Okay.
See, that's my kind of guy, Jimmy. Run the ball. Got a Hugh over here trying to air it out like Don Coryell.
I understand the knowledge of my man, Hugh Douglas, okay?
Air Douglas.
But I'm thinking, let's start running the ball. I mean, we got that big offensive line. Let's punch guys in the mouth.
That's right.
Let's move the ball forward. And then if it doesn't work out, then it comes to coaching. Then we figure it out.
See, Jimmy
then
gets it, Hugh. This
I
is a football guy.
A football guy.
You just trying to you're running gun and Air Coryell Douglas
that's
over
what
here.
I'm doing.
You just want to throw the ball around the yard. We're trying to run the football, Jimmy, and control the clock.
Dude, I want to push it. I want to push it forward as much as we can. And if it doesn't work, and I think I got belief in Saquon. You know what? The Brian Dawkins thing this week, yesterday, was awesome. That exhale. This cat has not exhaled. He's not done yet. That's what I believe.
Jimmy, I agree. I know he's had a busy offseason, and Hugh points it out, and it's true, right? He's been around. He's doing all that. But I think there's more. As long as he stays healthy, there's more great football left in him, Jimmy. I'm with you on that. Jimmy, what's your guess for Hugh's clues? Let's get you a prize here. What video game is he talking about?
I have no idea. I don't know video games, but I was thinking, like, The Last Starfighter.
Not a bad guess.
You know what? I appreciate people that aren't big gamers. Jimmy, appreciate it. Good call. Not it. But at least giving a guess.
Yeah. The Last Starfighter is not a bad guess.
Mm. Do you feel like we're getting close to giving this away?
I think that is a Nintendo game.
Okay.
The Last Starfighter was.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. No.
Okay.
They're probably not going to get it.
They're not going to get it.
No, they probably
We don't get to go home until we give away the gift for Hugh's clues.
We have to do some because they're probably not going to
I'm just saying that those are the rules. When the show starts, we're not allowed to leave until we give this away. We got a great prize to give away. All right, before we go any further with the phone calls, and I do want to bring someone on in particular that I see on the board here, but before we get to that, can we hear a couple things from yesterday at the Brian Dawkins golf outing? First, Brandon Graham, he was asked, and I asked him, about the list that Jalen Hurts was ranked fifth last week behind Mahomes and Burrow and Allen and Lamar. Here's how BG responded to that.
When you hear that, Jalen Hurts ranked number five, but below those four, what do you think?
Well, I think about how they always talking about the Eagles and always having us as the underdogs, so it don't surprise me that we still the underdogs, even though we won last year. He slayed all those quarterbacks, but we're going to keep it quiet. We're going to keep it cute and classy, and Jay going to just go out there and do his thing again, and when he's done, hopefully they're giving him his flowers, because I don't expect him to this year, so it doesn't surprise me.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hugh, I didn't know how Brandon would respond. I mean, I didn't think he was going to go up there and rip, you know, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. But, you know, I think it's an interesting perspective. Hey, we're going to keep it quiet. Like, the Eagles are the Super Bowl champions. They don't have to respond to lists and rankings.
Nah.
They're champions.
Nah. And a lot of, like, here's the thing with what we do, Joe, and it's a truism, is that there's a lot of times, and it's unfortunate because we try to keep it fair and balanced when we give our assessments of these players and have these conversations on a day-to-day basis. But there's a few pundits that they've went so far one way or the other where every time that you look at them and they talk about certain particular individuals because they were wrong about some of the stuff they said, that every time they say something, you look at them sideways. One of those individuals is Chris Sims. That's the guy because, and let me tell you why. It's not so much his analysis of Jalen. It's the fact that he begrudgingly at times had to walk back some statements that he's made about Jalen. So now anytime he says anything about Jalen, you always look at him with the side eye because it feels like, and I don't know this for sure, but initially it felt like he had an axe to grind. You know what I'm talking about, Joe. There are certain people that do what we do that there are times where it feels like it goes beyond sports and it becomes personal.
So, look, I don't know, Chris. I never met him. My guess, and I think you hit it there, I think he was dead wrong at the beginning.
Because yes.
Before Hurts' first season had started, I don't know if you know this. I was all over this because I was here. You weren't here yet. You know, he didn't have him ranked as a top 40 quarterback in the NFL, and he was about to be a starter. So, like,
yes.
If you're a starter, 32, you would think, is the worst.
Yes.
So he had him below backups before his first year as a starter.
So that's what happened. See, I believe this, since I've been doing this job. If I'm wrong, okay, let me pull that back, because I'm not going to say I'm wrong, because I'm
bad. Oh, we were going to cut this audio?
No.
We almost had him.
But you know where I'm going with this.
When you're wrong.
When you know I'm going with this.
When on a daily basis, you're wrong.
Just when we have these conversations, we like to have fun and we laugh and giggle.
Yeah.
It's not it doesn't feel personal. It just feels like a lot of times we're on different sides of things.
We're passionate.
And that's fine. We're passionate fans. But there are some people out there, man, it just feels like they have an agenda.
So you think he was thinking about that?
And I feel, Brandon? Yes. I think that's what he was talking about. And again, a lot of times when we talk about quarterbacks, for a lot of people, there are certain molds that quarterbacks fit in, even for GMs, prototypical quarterback, the tall 6'3", you know, sometimes, you know, remember when Trevor Lawrence, Sunshine.
Yeah. He looks the part.
He looked the part.
He doesn't play the part.
Sunshine.
He hasn't played the part.
Everybody called him Sunshine because he was the big, tall
kid
with the blonde, flowing
locks. The prototype.
And he's not been that guy.
He's not that good.
So a lot of people get caught up in that and what they feel the quarterback position is. But look at it like this. Look how the quarterback position has evolved in the last 20 years. Remember, a running quarterback was an anomaly. Remember back in the day? And a lot of people didn't know what to do with that. Now it's the staple.
I would argue Jared Goff's now the anomaly. The statue quarterback, he's the rare one.
It's the staple because teams have figured out that, and especially when you talk about the way the game has evolved, more RPO in the game now than it has ever been. Because now you have another weapon at that position. So you have these guys that are entrenched in the old way of thinking of quarterback. Tom Brady is a phenomenal quarterback. Ain't too many Tom Brady's out there. So what do? You adapt to your environment. And a lot of people don't want to do that.
Well, and it just makes sense, right? Like if you can have a defender have to account for the quarterback in the pass game and run game, it just makes it harder on defenses. Also, we heard this yesterday. So this was on the afternoon show. And I thought it was a really interesting response, and it's one Vic Fangio agreed with just about a half hour ago when he did his press conference. So Jeremiah Trotter Sr. was on the afternoon show with Spike and with Jack at the time and asked about, you know, Jalen Carter, how great he is and how great he could be.
Here's how great of a player could we be watching in Jalen Carter?
Well, we knew going into the draft he was the best player in the draft. He just dropped because he had some off-the-field issues, right? So he was, to me, he wasn't – I ain't going to say it wasn't close, but he was – on most people's boards, he was the best player in the draft that year. And he fell to the Eagles at, what, 10, 11?
I think they traded up to 9.
9?
Yeah.
So there's nothing he's doing surprises me, you know. And the word is on the street, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Listen, from some guys I talked to inside, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet.
Wow.
He's just playing off raw talent.
Wow.
So the sky's the limit. For this kid, you know, so I'm excited about his future.
Hugh, when I heard that, I almost did a double take because think about how great already Jalen Carter is, right? He's probably already the best player at his position in the NFL, and for Trot to say he really doesn't even know what he's doing yet, I'm kind of paraphrasing it, but that struck me. And then Vic Fangio agreed with it about a half hour ago.
Well, I remember in Georgia when I was there, Rusty Manziel was the resident college guy. And I remember he used to tell stories about Jalen. Like, he would get mad at practice because they would say he wouldn't practice hard. He wasn't practicing hard. And he'd just go beat the brakes off of everybody at practice. Couldn't nobody. He was a man among boys. So it doesn't surprise me that when you talk about just, like, raw physical talent, that he is where he is. Because that's what he's been doing. He's been whooping grown men's asses the whole last season. That's what he did. Probably, I don't know how much technique was involved with some of those ass whippings that he administered, but it was times where he would take over games.
Well, think about the Rams game at the end. He saved the season.
Yeah, and it's like to think, that's a scary thought, to think that somebody that has that much God-given raw talent hasn't even learned how to use technique yet, and he's still beasting cats.
So what's the ceiling? I mean, because the one thing he hasn't done yet, and it's only been 2 years, he hasn't really put up big sack numbers yet. How many sacks did he have last year? 8? How many sacks did Jalen Carter have last season?
Let me look it up.
I don't believe it was. They didn't have a double-digit sack, I don't believe, right? So whatever he had, and we know in the playoffs he had the huge sack on Stafford. You know, I'm looking at, like, Aaron Donald, we know, got up to the
4.5.
4.5. It's crazy.
Only 4.5? Wow.
Yeah, but
and
see,
I know
thing,
that's not the only way to determine how well he's playing.
Yeah, I was about to say his contribution.
But what if he starts getting the sack numbers, too, along with everything else?
Well, now, see, this is what happens when you get to be in a defense for a while. And you can be as versatile as you are, you can start moving him around. But the problem is this, and it all depends on was it Ty, the white giraffe, the white
Ty
gorilla,
Robinson, the vanilla gorilla,
the vanilla gorilla. It all depends on what he can bring to the table, because if he's if he's playing with that nasty that I heard he could play with, now you have the ability. He could be almost like Karloftis for the Kansas City Chiefs. That was a guy who came out, man, and he's a lot better than I thought he was. So he's a lot better.
Just to give a couple examples of pass rush and defensive tackles, John Randall and Warren Sapp didn't have double-digit sacks their third year. Like, so that day could be coming very soon where we start seeing 12, 14 sack seasons out of Jalen Carter. And it sounds like two guys that know what they're talking about think that he's got that in him. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Matt wants to what does he want to do? He wants to argue about Trey Turner. Matt, you get to be first up. What's up, buddy?
Mama was too big.
Matt.
Crumbled.
Matt, I
crumbled
gave you the floor, Matt.
You hear me? You hear me?
We got you, Matt. What's up?
Listen, I think you guys give Trey Turner too much crap.
Mm-hmm. For what?
For his fielding.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a dumb thing to look at. I don't like.
You think the fielding of a shortstop is a dumb thing to look at? One of the most important positions on the field?
Yes.
Okay.
Look at Derek Jeter.
He was a bad fielder.
9.7 career WAR.
He was a bad fielder.
Five World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And he produced offensively. Trey is one of our best hitters in the lineup. You need him in the lineup. He's going to do us good every single day he's on the field, or at least try to. I think when you look at his fielding as a shortstop, his fielding percentage, what, 975?
Yeah, we can't do the fielding percentage thing, Matt. I mean, come on. If he doesn't get to the ball, he doesn't get an error. That you realize, like, there's no error there, but he didn't get to the ball.
But when push comes to shove in a big situation, we've seen it before, Trey Turner can make what? Look at the Braves series. Double play he made it in the Braves series and NLDS when we won.
I'm not sure the point here.
But what about the one that cost him the game the other night?
Like, he's a bad fielder, Matt. Like, why are you so uncomfortable saying it?
I'm not uncomfortable saying it. I think it's one of those things that's not gonna make or break our run to World
Series. Well, you hope, Matt. You hope. I mean, just because Derek Jeter won the World Series, not playing great defense, he also played on a dynasty. Like, he played with one of the greatest teams of all time. The Phillies aren't that, Matt. I mean, they're good, but he doesn't have that kind of talent around him where he can make up for it.
Look, I disagree with you. I think we do have the talent.
Phillies have the talent of the late 90s Yankees when Derek Jeter wasn't that good of a talent.
Matt,
that's the example you gave. You said Derek Jeter wasn't a great fielder. He won. Derek Jeter played with all sorts of great players, and they had the best team. We have a good team, maybe a very good team. We don't have a team that's that deep that it can make up for defensive miscues all over the field.
Even in 2019, Nationals, Trey Turner won a World Series.
He was better then, Matt. Matt, you don't see what I'm seeing at shortstop? You know the Dodgers didn't want him back because they didn't want him to play shortstop?
He was terrible at shortstop, but it's not like it's one of those things that if I think as the season goes on, he's gonna be better.
Why?
Who knows?
Matt, when do older shortstops get better at playing shortstop? I don't want to break your heart. It's going to get worse, buddy. This doesn't get better. The 32-year-old shortstops that don't play well at shortstop don't get better. They get worse.
He's going to learn. He's been
going to learn.
Been in moments before.
He's been in the major league since 2015.
Calm down, partner. He's a little young, man.
He's going to learn.
Lead a young cat alive.
Well, I'm trying to help him. I feel bad. This kid's head's in the clouds.
Listen. He is a player we need in our lineup, and I think.
Yeah, I know. They need him in center field. They need him in the outfield, not the shortstop.
See. That's where he's all right. So
thank you.
We're moving to center field. What do we do at the deadline? Do we trade Johan? Do we move Bryce back to right?
Johan? Who cares about Johan Rojas? Send him to the minor leagues.
Now you're being a bully.
I'm not being a bully.
A little bit.
He said what? He asked me, what do we do with Johan Rojas if we move straight to center? Johan Rojas. He's who cares?
Why? Who would play shortstop? Bryson Stott?
Right now it'd probably be Sosa until Aiden Miller's ready.
Mundo Sosa isn't an everyday player, though.
Who's a better hitter, Sosa or Rojas?
Sosa, but Mundo Sosa isn't an everyday player.
And what do we have in center field, Matt? Like, what's a better team? Every day having Trey in the outfield and Sosa at shortstop, or what they're doing now?
I think
For now, Trey stays at short, Johan in center, but I think at the deadline, you could possibly trade for a guy like Cedric Mullins.
Sure. I mean, they could, or, yeah. I mean, see, Matt.
Or bring Reese back.
Well, I would love that. Now you're speaking my language. Look, I don't think they're going to move Trey now. I think this is probably an offseason thing, but they should. I mean, he's not a good shortstop. I mean, it just feels like you're trying to pretend it won't be a big deal. That's what it feels like.
You know what I'm trying to do?
Mm.
I'm trying to protect my guy.
Why?
I trust in Trey Turner.
He can't play short.
I trust in him, and I think he's a pivotal role in the Phillies winning in a World Series.
Well, of course he is. I mean, he's one of their better players. I mean, that's the reality of their team.
And I think, you know, he won a World Series at shortstop with the Nationals.
That was 6 years ago, Matt. Like, let's go get Jimmy Rollins. He won a World Series at shortstop. Like, players age, they decline, they change. Like, Matt, because he won in 2019 means nothing to me today. It doesn't matter.
But I think he's a similar type of player still.
No, he's not. No, like, he's not a similar type of player. He is a clearly different player than he was in 2019. He's 6 years older.
Yeah, but he's still batting the same.
He's not still batting the same, by the way. He's not Matt. He's not the player he was a few years ago.
If he's not batting the same, he's not that much worse. He's still batting 300, maybe not as much power, but still just as fast.
I would agree his speed is there. I would agree he hits similar average. He doesn't hit for as much power, and he's not as good defensively. Matt, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues? What's the video game? You sound like you might know this.
I didn't even hear the question. What's the question?
I'm trying to call you young, dog. He called you young.
I was trying to help him out.
He was here strictly to get on you about
that. I tried to help him out.
He sneaked this a little bit. Joe sneaked this.
I'm not sneaked this. I want to help the guy win a prize. Matt, give us a video game. Give us a video game.
Video game?
Mm-hmm.
God, not a huge video game. Halo 3,
Hugh.
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
You just beat the poor little guy up, man.
Did I ask for him to call in?
No, you didn't.
No.
Okay.
No, he called in on a day we're talking about the Eagles and said, Joe's giving Trey Turner too much crap.
And he,
I didn't even say anything about Trey.
I said, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, but
you got it.
This is Kyle's fault.
You got a little pal.
This is Kyle's fault. He teed him up.
You
got it, champ.
Tell me that 6 years ago with the Nationals. Give a crap.
Hey, man.
Let's go get Larry Bowa to play shortstop. I mean, like, anyone that played shortstop before, roll him out there. They went to the shortstop before. All right, your phone calls the Eagles. I don't want to change the formula offense. Hugh's now giggling here. Okay? Keep leaning on Saquon.
Hey, keep your head up, young fella. That's all I got to say.
I mean, what are we doing? All right, we also got to talk to Devin Keaney.
Keep your head up.
We'll get her take on this and the Phillies who start a series tonight in Toronto. All coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Father's Day, give Dad the gift of grilling greatness. Instead of them terrible gifts y'all was going to get him anyway. Get him some grilling greatness. It's grilling season, everybody, and there's no better way to celebrate with Dad than grilling up some Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're packed with flavor, easy to cook, and guaranteed to make Dad feel like the king of the cookout. They got Tuscan herb, honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are so many flavors to choose from to match Dad's every taste. Make the Father's Day one to remember. Visit simplyhatfield.com and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.